even scripting and everything of that nature needs to be reviewed before they're putting any of their time or effort or dollars into any type of recording, videoing, anything of that nature. Because as you know, once you get something on, onto recording, it's much more challenging to go back and do any type of edits to it than it would be if you're doing that at the scripting portion upfront, right? So we're working through some of those logistical timeline challenges with them right now to make sure that that process is going to be better dialed in.
Okay.
Yeah, my
Thanks,
only
Rob.
comment to that, with appreciate that explanation too. That really helps. You've indicated that in this area you're getting, 1,000 views per each of these short videos. So it seems the audience is there. As long as the, the good message is there, it seems like to me that that is getting to the audience and people are interested and are learning. For a pretty efficient price.
Yeah. Sorry, Mike Hansen again. Yeah, we agree. It's not something that I was born to do, is sit there and talk to a camera and say, "Hey, YouTube." But yeah, you put it out there and people will watch it. So
I'd like to move this item forward. Any last comments or questions?
really quick one for me. This is Clint. Just, I'm sure it's there. I just don't see it. You have digital versions of this as well, right? It's not just print.
Yeah, we do have digital versions. We had a, or we have a software that's essentially like a flip book that online, and then we also just have the PDFs.
Good. Okay.
And I'll add, we're writing these articles to be, we're trying to keep them to, 2, 3 pages, very brief. Kind of primers, that get you more excited about going and getting deep dive if you need it. We're also designing it so that they can be printed off individually. So if a user goes into the Luau website and they want to know about short-term rentals, one of the things they can get is the article out of the magazine.
Okay, anything else? I'll go ahead and start off the discussion. I think that Mike has proven, Hansen Planning Group has proven, a track record of good product. They work to improve it, and I don't think our money in the past has been poorly spent. That's my feeling. Other comments? If not, I'll take a motion.
I'll just note real quick, it does look like Wade dropped off. So we do have 5 members, though the board's still here. So.
Comments or motion?
I move that we approve the Hansen Group planning application.
Thanks,
Planning group
Kate.
application.
This is Clint, second.
Thanks, Clint. All in favor of approving this application, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thanks, Mike and your group. Please continue to take our comments seriously and work to improve your product and your outreach.
Will do. Absolutely appreciate you guys.
All right. Next on the agenda is Salt Lake County.
Thank you, Brent. So Salt Lake County is requesting $60,074 for reimbursement for costs associated with doing the Salt Lake County Office of Regional Development's next Regional Solutions event, which is scheduled for April 9th of 2026. This one is going to be focused on missing middle housing and exploring how their market dynamics affect implementation of housing affordability and other items. There has been a good amount of conversation between the applicant and various stakeholders, including our office directly, because of the engagement in the Missing Middle Housing Toolkit and many of those conversations and activities over the last year and a half or so. So they are looking to have their regional event here linked with a lot of the good activity that has already taken place, but to then also actually bring out representatives from OptiCoast in with them and have more of a specialized event specific to the Salt Lake region. We do have Ryan Anderson, who is the Regional Planning and Muni Services Program Manager with Salt Lake County. She is online and can answer any questions you have about the project or their application specifically.
Applicant, do you have anything you'd like to say up front?
Just want to say thank you so much for your consideration. We were approached actually by Rob when he heard about our event and let us know that this fund was available. So we're really excited for the opportunity and appreciate your time.
Thanks. Questions from the board? Seeing none, comments from the staff and any recommendations from the staff? Do you feel like this, that they've met all the requirements they need to, that this is the right thing to spend money on, that it's an efficient use of money, et cetera? I'd like to hear from the staff on that.
Yeah, the application package was complete. We felt that the detailed breakdown that they had appropriately showed the timing, the methodology, the budget, the anticipated outcomes that they expect to have from the training. And we greatly appreciated the additional effort that they had gone into even enhance that application to ensure that there was greater linkage and collaboration with previous activities that had taken place and pulling in additional stakeholders that are both region-wide and statewide, such as the League, Mountain Land Association of Governments, Wasatch Front Regional Council, and ensuring that there was going to be some very good collaborative approaches to ensuring that information and activities that were previously done are going to also be highlighted and continually advertised while also bringing additional value to the Salt Lake County region specifically.
Is this something that we as a board and you as the Ombudsman's office can attend?
If that question is for me, yes, everybody is welcome to attend.
I'd appreciate getting some information about it, in the future so that we can know about that if you don't mind.
Yeah, of course. I'll make sure that you're on the list.
Thanks.
So
Any other comments from the board? Go ahead, Clint.
just a question. What is the I couldn't see it in here. I thought I did, but now I can't find it, where there was going to be a cost. What would be the cost per person to attend?
Yes, the cost per person to attend, I've got the application up right now. I just want to double check, is $55. That
Okay.
includes a book per person per attendee that has an associated cost of about $30.
Okay. And just to clarify, I think what Brent's saying is that it would be nice for the Ombudsman office to be able to attend at no charge. I don't think they're looking for CLEs or anything like that. It's just they're the ones that evaluate the materials and let us know how things are going. And yeah, they're not looking for any like educational credits or anything like that. Just the ability to be there and evaluate and participate.
Exactly.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we can provide fee waivers for anybody that's interested in attending from your team.
Great. Thanks, Clint. Other comments?
I did note that there seemed to be a pretty significant amount. I think it actually exceeded the training amount, if I was looking at it accurately, for so the $7,500 and change for the instruction, and it's about $9,000 to what's indicated here for five people to plan and host the educational event.
Yeah, are you referring to the staff time?
Yes.
Yeah, so we're doing quite a bit in terms of marketing, communications, and organization for this event. In the past, this has been something that we've run entirely on our own, but due to limited staff capacity, we've required bringing on a consulting team to help with supporting the kind of logistics and marketing for the event.
Does that answer your question, Mike?
Yeah, thank you.
Further discussion?